A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 11th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ruling ZANU-PF party's annual conference that is currently underway in the resort town of Victoria Falls.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ZANU-PF annual conference currently underway in Victoria Falls.
President Robert Mugabe today took a swipe at warring factions within his ruling ZANU-PF party in an apparent attempt to quell feuding among rivals jostling to succeed.
Mr. Mugabe also made stunning accusations that the so-called securocrats, that is the army, the police and the central intelligence officers, are now taking sides in the internal politics of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, of course, many people were of the opinion that after last year's Congress in December that saw the expulsion of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and more than 100 ZANU-PF members would see stability in the party. But this is not what is happening. Tensions and friction continue in the ruling ZANU-PF party. And now we are told that there are two factions, the so-called Generation 40, fronted, of course, allegedly by First Lady Grace Mugabe, Party Political Commissar Xavier Kasukuere, Vice President Pelegezela Mpoko, Education Minister Jonathan Moyo, among others. And then there is another rival camp that is allegedly headed by another Vice President, Emmerson Mnangagwa. So it's friction galore in the ruling ZANU-PF party. Gibbs.
Yabakambe mahlabezulu lingalithola njani lapho likhona khona ngapho thina ngapha siyaphila sibili kwamagama. Ye, lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngomhlangano omkhulu lo weZANU-PF okuthiwa iNational People's Conference eyenzakala khona ngale eVictoria Falls. Sizwile ke ukuthi ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe uthe osokusenzakala ebandleni lakhe kuyamangalisa kakhulu. Njengoba amasosha lamapholisa labantu be-CIO laba sebephakathi khona ngale bafuna ukuthi basekelane lamanye ke amaqembu omhlangano lowo. So ke bathi ke okumangalisayo ukuthi kuZANU-PF kungazana abantu badonselana omunye esiyale nomunye esiyale. So ke nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje sicela lisifonele nansi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ngizayiphinda njalo inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, zulukandaba, kuluma nsizwe.
Onguka se kutaurwa kwa zulu kutuwa na Gibbs, itawati tingeti chitarisa zulu kubuda kubwa kumusangano we ZANU-PF conference urukuitruwa yu ku Victoria Falls uko mtungamiri webatu iriva Robert Mugabe wabuda pachena kuti vahaku shushika na kuti vahamu wakuru we mauto mapurisa ni vasori vahaku kupindira munyaze kuti ndiana achatora chigaro chavo kana vachinge vasia chigaro ichi uye panegune tana okuru pakati pe mapoka kasiana siana imo Mubatore ZANU-PF. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, who is also a political analyst. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, colleagues. How are you in DC?
We are doing great. And how is Johannesburg?
It's promising to rain, but it has been doing this kind of promises for a while. It's quite hot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And I think we are joined by our second guest. That is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda in the UK. Dr. Sibanda, good evening. Dr. Sibanda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Blessing?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us, and it has been long.
Yeah, it has been a while. Thanks.
Gibbs, the ball is in your court.
Let's start with Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, what do you think about the ZANU-PF conference taking place right now in Vic Falls?
Well, the ZANU-PF conference that is taking place right now is really tragic and unfortunate, because as you have correctly pointed out, the focus is now only on succession, who comes after Mugabe, power struggles, internal fighting that have brought in even state resources, state individuals, at the expense of a clear focus that says, as the ruling party, ZANU-PF should be talking about the welfare of Zimbabweans, improve the livelihood of Zimbabweans, how to entrench democracy, gender equality, how to promote people's rights. But all these things, the bread and butter issues, decide, because as we want, the issue of succession is taken seriously, and it's endless and is messy. And it's a pity that a ruling party would focus only on the capture and retention of political power without really looking at the substantive elements of empowering Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Let's bring in Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, you remember the WikiLeaks, of course, and ZANU-PF in one of the cables from the U.S. Embassy was likened to a troop of baboons insistently fighting. Why is there so much fighting and jostling for positions in the ruling party?
I think it's certainly because ZANU-PF has never understood what it would use power for. ZANU-PF is still running itself and, unfortunately, the country, as if, you know, we belonged to more than five centuries ago, where it is as if we are beginning to look at the struggles of recoronating another king. You know, it's as if Shaka and Tingani are alive and they are killing each other for power. That's what we're seeing. And to see that in 2015, to see that as we live in the information age, is not only embarrassing for every Zimbabwean, but unfortunate for future generations that will bear the brunt, the full brunt of the complete irresponsible nature in which politics is understood in ZANU-PF. It's no longer politics. It is positioning. The politics of positioning isn't what we're looking for. You can look to Tanzania, you look to anywhere else in the world. People are progressing. They are moving forward. What you have in Victoria Falls today and now is something akin to the old age, is something that that costs, you know, the future generations, people that have nothing to do with either Robert Mugabe, Grace Mugabe, and so forth, even Mnangagwa. And I think that anybody who can has to highlight the fact that these guys have stolen enough. They're stealing from us, they stole from our parents, and now they're stealing from future generations. It's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. And there is also an interesting resolution here from the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Mashonaland East Province. I'll just read some of the resolutions that they have sent to the party. The first provision is that, resolution rather, is that the province totally supports and is fully behind the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, His Excellency Comrade R.I.G. Mugabe, as the only candidate for the 2018 presidential election. He is also our only center of power. Number two, we are also in full support. We are also in full support of the positions of the two VPs. Number three, We fully support Dr. Grace Mugabe as Secretary of Women's League. Number four, the province backs the demand by the Women's League for the quota system, women representation, but on a rotational basis between the two signatories to the 1987 Unit Accord. Number five, the positions of Commissar, Security and Lands from national to cell level should be appointed to a war veteran. Number six, service chiefs should be appointed as committee members in the Politburo. Number seven, the province supports the president's appointment of National Chairman of War Veterans as the Minister for Freedom Fighters Ministry. And number eight, war veterans should be exempted from paying land rentals or taxes. And number nine, the vetting of all freedom fighters should be a priority. And lastly, the freedom fighters are the founders and vanguard of the revolutionary ZANU-PF party and not to be regarded as affiliates to the party. Gentlemen, we'll come back to you to discuss these interesting resolutions from the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. For now, regarding Botoram Terera, Parnari, Mkoma, Pasmo, Mavamba, Makadi, Mkoma, Pasmo. Dimkoma blessing. Mkoma pasmo. Muruku tera was rukuitika ku conference ku Victoria Falls. Muruku zono se. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma pasimo mavamba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, thank you so much. You heard Pasmo is saying this conference is an exercise in futility because it's not aimed at addressing the various problems that the nation is facing at the moment. So he's saying they should have shelved it, Gibson.
Sikasizwe ke umnumzana uSipasa Chuma kuna ngale kobulawayo. Baba Chuma, utshona njani?
Sikona njani nani?
Yes, sikona. Nxa ukuthi ule wireless yakho ivale kancane kunapho. Usuyivalile Baba Chuma? Baba Chuma, uyangizwa yini? I think we've lost Mr. Chuma or Manje Blessing. Ngembaleke imlayezelo ekhona lapha ku Facebook. Kumbe nguye okusekhuluma. Baba Chuma uyangizwa? Hayi kwazana ukahlupa. We've got some messages on Facebook and one of them is from Sihlobo who writes, ngempela mina ngikubona kulungile amazwi akhulunywa nguMongameli Robert Mugabe. So what he's saying is that he likes what Mr. Mugabe said. And then Atmo Bonani Mlilo writes, uyafuna noma akafuni uzahamba kuphela umnumzana Robert Mugabe ngoba uphela usele eminyaka 91 years. So lapha kutsho what he's saying is that you know, the president, whether he likes it or not, one day he will have to leave power, you know. And then what Crispin who says noma kanjani with 9 decades he's going somewhere, so at the end of the day we are tired of him. And then we've got a message from let me see the next one, Tsingidine, who says munhu wese kuna mai, that means everyone to my
being referred here as Mrs. Mugabe.
And then he wrote in Debele, it says Tina Sonke Sifuna u Dr. Grace Mugabe. And then Apple Talks writes, Mr. Mugabe should rest. I don't care who comes after him, because I really don't like ZANU-PF. I don't like it at all. Then I've got another message from Nelson Shangu who says, now this old man is now tired. We're no longer interested in whatever he's saying. And then we've got Martin who writes, Mr. Mugabe, we are not excited with your party. There's a lot of factionalism. There's a lot of there are a lot of things happening. We are really angry about your failure to rule Zimbabwe. Opposition parties should unite and fight for a common cause. Yeah, mbuyele kubaba ke uSibanda ngamafutshane ngesiNdebele ngokuthi khakha nje. Baba Sibanda, uyangizwa khona ngapho? Dr. Sibanda ukhona? Uyangizwa Sibanda? I think sasimlozile sunga
qhubeka. Rigathi dzoke vamavinga muripo here parunari. Vamavinga.
Yeah, ungasara icomo zethu sezingani.
Nare dzacho dzinenge dziri kuti netsei. Tine mumwe muterera u South Africa. Vamhuka ndizvo makadi.
No fare edu makadi niyo.
Aiwa tirina nikurisei Johnny.
Na, Johnny ndizvozvo.
Muri kupi kwacho ku South Africa?
Tiri kupitora.
Pretoria, Pitoli, Pretoli. Aiwa. Va muka muri kuona sei zviri kubuda kumusangano we conference ye Zanu PF.
Ah, uku handione zvangu pane chakanaka chiri kubuda. Nokuti ah, munoona zvaitu zvinotaugwa navo nevakuru venyika ava. Kuti vema vezvematongero enyika vavakupindira. Vakaita mapurisa, masoja nemasaiwo vavakupindira mune zvemasaidi. Zvakangofanana nezvekuti munoona mhai inouya mangwana ichi yakabata bhonzo pamba. Muti ah, mhai yakangwara. Asi mangwana inozouya yakabata chimwe chikuru chinozokuvhundutsai. Chisina kufanira kusvika pako kusvikisikwe nacho pamba. Ivo ndo vakatanga kudzidzisa mapurisa, masoja nemauto kupindira mune zvematongero enyika kusiya basa ravo chairo. Saka iko zvino vatodzidzira zvatovemuropa zvokuti basa ravo chairo chairo havachadoiti. Vodo vauti ravo ndezvekuita zvematongero enyika. Saka vamugabe hapana zvavari kutotaura izvi hazvina zvazvinombobatsira. Ivo ndo vakakanya voga. Zvangofanira kuti ukaona uchinetsa nomudzimai wotora vana wovagarisa apa uchida kugadzisa nevana. Vana vanongotevedzera zvaunoita uchinetsana nemadzimai ako. Saka zvavakaita izvo ivo ndo vakakanya vega. Iko zvino izvi zvese zvavari kuita izvi hapana. Kuda ndiyo zimu aseti yacho yavari kuita iyoyi tichagoziva. Nokuti zimu aseti yacho hatizivi kuti chii chavari kuitia chatinoona pazimu aseti yacho. Ndiyo zimu aseti yacho yokupwanya musangano, yokuparadza nyika. Ndiyo zvatiri kudoona. Ndiyo zimu aseti yacho yavari kuita iyoyi.
Asi imimi vamhuka munoona remangwana reZimbabwe rakamira sei chaizvo?
Remangwana reZimbabwe kumawere hazvisina mabhiriki. Moziva kana mota ikabva mabhiriki iri pabotere kwapaya paya. Ndozva zvangoveri, haichina unokontrola. Yango wangoda kubuda newake kuchinja constitution pamusangano parali inongochinjiwa. Changoda kuitwa pa chinongoitwa. Zvino vari kudla mari. Kune vanhu vakawanda vari kutambura, asi kuti imari, tarisa imari yevari kuparadza izvi pachimusangano usina zvaunobudisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. I think you heard Gibbs what Mr. Muka is saying there. He closed his remarks by saying the future of Zimbabwe is bleak. You know, no one knows what is going to happen. It's opaque. But importantly, he also said Mr. Mugabe must not be shocked that members of the so-called securocrats, the army, the police, and the Central Intelligence Organization are interfering in party politics. He's saying he's the one who was encouraging it when he was targeting opposition parties. So, in short, he's saying that a crab walks sideways. It cannot teach its young ones to walk straight.
That's it.
He's saying, you know, they are simply copying what the ruling party has been doing. So you should not be shocked by what is happening.
Maybe it's a replication of some DNA of some sort in Zanu PF, right?
Yes.
So let's get Mr. Spasa Chuma. I think we've got him on the line. Baba Chuma, we are going to get this. Baba Chuma, quality, we are going to
get
this. Nyatabukuti, usungi, lemsa kazwe. Ye. Kunjani kobulawayo? Kunjani kobulawayo, quality, uyangizwa yini? Ah, kwanya ngazani lapha amafoni ahlupa a blessing.
Yeah, I think we have our two guests. Let's try them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before I go to our two guests, let's get to let's read one or two messages. Mm-hmm. Then for Tubaruta writes, how true is that Mr. Mugabe read a wrong speech again today?
Mm-hmm.
That we don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Oswald writes, well, I cannot expect anything to come out of this meeting. Then Ngobile Ngobe says, Queen akugogosela iZANU-PF ubaba lo. Njengoba ke iZANU-PF isizimvava zokhuni. So he says, why is Mr. Mugabe
mm-hmm.
still trying to chase something that is almost done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to our case. Let me start with you, Baba Spanda, ngesiNdebele. Ngokubona okwenzakala kuZANU-PF, xa sokuthiwa sokungena amapolisa, amasosha, ama-CIO, lapha phela sokungani sokuhanjwa lapha. Ubona njani?
Ye kukhanya sokusegcekela ukuthi amandla akade ekholiswa nguPresident Mugabe ukuthi ilizwi akuchilo yikho lokho kulandelwayo loba ngasiphi isikhathi akaselawo kutshengisa ukuthi ibandla lezanu alisela umkhokheli oyedwa omnye nomnye secabanga ukuthi hhayi sokulithuba lami lokuthi ngingathi ukuthi kuthiwa nangithi siyezwa kathesi ukuthi ama-veteran emashonaland west lama-veteran kobulawayo asemnika upresident Mugabe ama-odo okuthi hheyi wona mfowethu zama lapho ukuthi ubone ukuthi leli qembu lephathi lisekelwa ngumntonje lapha kulo mntonje lapha kulo mntonje akujwayelekanga-ke lokhu ukuthi kube yikho kwenzakalayo ukuthi ibandla elifana lezanu p f libe ngeselithiwa ubani lobani ngiyeseqamba ukuthi isikhundla sifanele sivele kuliphi iqembu. Njalo singakhangela ukuthi phela umhlangano wabalawo lowu ngesilungu siuthi i-conference ayisiyo congress kodwa nje into ezivela emahlangothini nakuma-organization adlelana lezanu ngeze ukuthi hayi wona lapho khipha uzibani owamfakayo upresident Mugabe ufake ubani. Hhayi akube kungajwayelekanga lokho ukuthi upresident Mugabe usengatshelwa ukuthi afake bani kumbe afake umuntu onjani besazi ukuthi upresident Mugabe ngingitshilo kaphikiswa njalo akulo zama ukuthi adhayi kuthi ukuthi wenihambanisile manje bayamqamba nje bathi hayi uyaphambanisa ungafake ukasukuwele lapho.
Yeah, so according to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, everything is changing, you know, in ZANU-PF. And this is no longer a one-man band. Everyone wants to have a hand. Whatever is taking place.
Regaiti unze vama vinga sata chora mwemterere. Vama vinga munoti kudi ene zvataverenga zviri kutaurwa ne vama vakarwa hondo yerusununguko ava veku Mashonaland East Province.
Zvinotsiririsa kuti varwi verusununguko vakarwa hondo vari kuita dambudziko rimwe chete rekufunga kuti kunanzva vamugabe kunovaponesa mukati memusangano vasingazivi kuti vamugabe havachatodi zvevarwi verusununguko vari kuda kugadza mudzimai wavo amai Grace Mugabe. Saka zviri kuitwa nevarwi verusununguko izvi ngavatorega zvavo vatange kuungana nevamwe vavo vakadzingwa kare vana amai Joyce Mujuru kuti vaone kuti vangarire kunge ramangwana ripi kunze kwemusangano. Hapana chichavararamisa nekuti yatichi kuti ZANU PF kana iri kungonzi conference musangano uyu kubata vanhu kumeso chokwadi ndechichi Blessing mwana wamai vamugabe ndo vakabata matombo zvavataura ndiwo mutemo vanhu vose vari kuti dezvadai hakuna masimba ese muzanu pf ari mumaoko mavamugabe vari kuvetereza kuti vagogadza mudzimai wavo vachibata vanhu kumeso vachidi iko zvino mumutanzwa kuti kwatiri kuenda uku vanhu vari kunyaya kurwa nekuti vari kuona kuti zvavakachena kuti mudzimai wavo ndiye ari kunopuwa matomo asi vasingadi vemauto vasori nevamwe vakuru kumapurisa vagara vari mune zvematongerwo enyika kudivi rezanu p f vari kugunununawo nezviri kuda kuitika izvi asi hapana chichaita kuti zvirege kuitwa nekuti gore rakapera pakadzingwa mai Mujuru nevamwe vatungamiri vezanu p f nevamwewo varwi verusununguko vakavandudza bumbiro remutemo rezanu p f kuti masimba ose zvavo apiwe vamugabe ndo dambudziko ratiinaro rekuti hakuna chinonzi zanu pf mastrakcha ose aya vari kungotevedzera shoko richataurwa navamugabe kuti chisungana tichati todai ndo zvichaitwa izvozvo uyu musangano watiri kuti hakungodya havo mari kuvictoria falls vachiona mafashama nemapopoma emvura chokwadi ndechekuti shoko ravamugabe ndo richatonga kana vadzoka ikoko vanhu vachataka kudzingwa zvinonyadzisa nekuti hakuna mastructures ariko kana kuti mapandiko ari mumusangano anonzi ndiwo achata anonzikwa nani simba rose rina vamugabe.
tinotenda zvikuru. You heard him, Gibbs is saying, you know, these people can write their resolutions and say all sorts of things. But Mr. Mugabe has the final say, and his word is the law in ZANU-PF. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Kenya Musarara makadi kuBotswana.
Ndiri mkoma Blessing.
Ndiri bo muri papi chepo pa Botswana.
Ah, ndiri pa Francistown.
Pa Francistown, pari sei.
Ah, pari kupisa mdara.
Pari kupisa kwete zvekutamba.
Ah, mdara kuma mdara.
Ah, saka hakuna kumira zvakanaka.
Munotori nani ikoko munozva.
Ah, ndizvowo zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro kana kotonhora kuno kurege kuchitonhora zvembiri.
Let you not complain, guys. Bazi muchimboto taura nezvezanupf.
Taurai tidzwe tiri pa Victoria Falls chitaura nenyaya yeconference yezanupf. Munoiona sei?
Rega ndikuudze mukoma Blessing. Mukoma Dehwa Mavhinga vabuda ava. These guys, they should have to keep. My political analysts in Emma, that is, they need to keep quiet. Because they have longly promised us of something which is in Gafichagaitika. They longly promised us about the coming of Emmerson Mnangagwa when it was him, whoever Achironga Zaironga could have been the position of vice president. And they could second that, Emmerson Hatopinda, Emmerson Hatopinda. In which they are saying now, grace wapinda, grace wapinda. You know, each and every kingdom has got its own secret, mkoma Blessing. So when you want to approach a secret of a kingdom, you need to be a resident of the kingdom. You don't need to come as somebody who is here to get information and destroy.
Yeah.
You won't find the secret and you won't be given it. This is the reason why we can't find the secret of ZANU-PF. The secret of ZANU-PF is there for a newborn. They are preparing for a newborn. Kurwadziwa kwomukadzi kana achidyavhu kana kuita sei nemimba. Let it not worry you guys, because pane zviri kuitika mari. There is a reaction ye a newborn iri kuda to take place. Apa muZANU-PF, gentlemen, munganetsana mukaenda kupi mukaenda kupi. ZANU-PF is number one because of out of no best. If there was any best, like what I once heard about the South African EFF president, achitaura kuti our president come out to be a best out. MuZimbabwe mashaiwa somebody who is best. So taura vari kuti vachovavo tinouya tinouya. I don't know when are they promising kuti tinouya, because they are talking about kuti ZANU-PF yaparara, ZANU-PF yaparara, but continuously suffering takamirira vanhu vanozviti vanogona. Why can't they get in? Tatambura ine ZANU-PF. Saka angoona it is better kuti a newborn iri kuda kuberekwa kuZANU-PF into a born, then tobva taona kuti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Ukatarira mukoma Blessing pa a newborn iri kuda kuitwa born iyi. Utarire zvakanaka. Talking of all these guys, each other enables whoever who is going to come. Asava associated with any thief. Tarira one maitikira ari kuita kuZANU-PF, uyu ari kubviswa, uyu ari kubvisa. Vana basikiti vava kuvora vari kumaziko. Vanani vava kuvora vari kwavari. So of which a newborn who is going to come, ichawana ZANU-PF yaitwa weekend yasara nevanhu vane the ambitions of building Zimbabwe. Let it happen. Torati anouya enyubon asvikire zvinhu zvakanaka.
Aurai mukoma Kenya, asi tichambokumisai timumbobvunza vakobana vari pamubvunzo. Rambai makabata runare. Dr. Sibanda and Mr. Mavhinga, please stay on the line. I don't know if we'll be able to call you again, because Kenya is suggesting that we should not rely on political analysts, especially to do with issues concerning ZANU-PF, because things keep on changing. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.